Hello, everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend with your host and me, George Frank. Thanks so much for tuning in to an all-new episode, guys. It means so much. I do want to start out with saying I have a... what is it called? I have an inside... in my mouth, I have like a cold sore or like a... I don't even know what to call it, but it's killing me. I couldn't eat all day. Oh my god, it hurts. And I've just been drinking liquids all day today. I haven't even been able to eat because my mouth is killing me. It's like right by my gums. It's like right where your gums and your lips form. And it is ridiculous. I can't stand it anymore. It's like this weird pain. And it hurts even more in the morning. So, yeah, that's killing me. So if I'm not pronouncing things correctly, I mean, I usually don't, but, you know, give me some leeway today. And yeah, just know that my mouth is killing me. All right. So guys, I want to let you know also that I took a beautiful shower and I'm in my pajamas right now. I'm feeling like a bop. I feel so fresh, so clean. I smell so good with my Bath and Body, shower body wash. It's I love it. Thank you, Bath and Body Works, for being the best thing you could ever be in my life. Between the candles, between the body care, I mean, it's an all-round an amazing store, and I love them, and I wish I could buy stock from them. Wait, is there stock? Maybe I should check. So there's that. But guys, I'm really over one thing in my life. So it's been a year since I've gone dairy-free. Well, okay, no, milk-free, because I still eat cheese. But I get almond milk in my coffee now when I do go out, like, to Starbucks or Dunkin' to get my coffee. They charge me 50 cents for almond milk. And it doesn't make sense to me. Why does almond milk cost 50 cents extra, but creamer and milk are included with the purchase? It doesn't make sense. I can't stand it. And my drinks that are already expensive are even worse. And I'm like cringing every time I have to pay. That means if I buy four coffees, I'm spending $2 extra every time for that. It's ridiculous. I need it to stop. And if you are a barista, or if you work at Dunkin' or Starbucks, please just give it to us for free. Don't add it in. Just say we're getting cream and call it a day. It's ridiculous. I can't stand it. Every single time that happens, I'm like freaking out.
What?
Can I help you?
Yo, what's up, everybody?
No, you know what? You didn't want to be on today.
No,
and now you're coming on?
No, listen.
It's disgusting.
Just now, I discovered my new favorite ice cream.
What is it?
It's green tea.
Oh, I love green tea.
It's good.
Yeah, green tea is good. I was just talking about almond milk.
Oh, my God.
I was just talking about almond milk.
No, so I tasted it, and I'm like, ew. Right? My first time,
no,
I'm like, ew.
I loved it when I first had it.
No, I taste, I'm like, ew. And ew. I'm like, let me taste again. Oh my god. I love it.
Alright, that's good.
I didn't realize it was green tea.
Okay.
How are you guys today?
Not good. Are you coming back to do Bop or Flop?
I'll stay.
Okay. I also wanted to discuss why, when my dog has a double chin, everyone calls him or her cute and adorable. But when I throw my double chin around, I'm called obese.
Listen, it is okay.
I can't take it anymore. All right, so that was me just going over my life and my little things about it.
I got a new goddaughter.
Wait, what?
Her name's Bailey.
Oh my gosh. So, Courtney, who has been on the show a few times, also dating my brother, Mike, got a new dog, another pug. We both have pugs in our family, and oh my god, just to grab this little baby again. Her name is Bailey, and she's so cute. And now, like...
so cute.
Yeah. we're supposed to be working out every week, like, multiple times, and we just don't anymore. And now we just, like, go to see the dog and call the night.
Oh,
and
my God,
we just, like, throw her on us. She,
no,
like,
she's
eats
so cute.
My chin. I'm like, go a little lower where my double chin is. Eat right there. She's just the best, and I love her. So I can't wait to see what she's going to be like all grown up.
In the future.
In the future. All right, time for some gossip in this world. First, we have Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. They're doing the halftime show. And as it's coming closer, we have a month, or less than a month until the halftime show comes. There is tension going on. They are fighting with each other. And sources near to them are saying that they are to a point where they might not even do it anymore.
Stop!
Because they are just so tired of each other. And honestly, who can blame Shakira? Shakira, I'm so sorry that a bitch like that would come in your scene like
Stop.
That. Poor, like, Shakira. Like, Jennifer Lopez is very rude. Okay, I know firsthand because I don't know her. But I've heard from Mariah Carey. And, you know, it's really disgusting she is.
So I had the flu last...
Wait, what?
I had the flu last the flu Super last? Bowl.
Oh.
It was the worst thing ever, so I hope I'm fine this year. I didn't watch the halftime.
All right,
who
that was
last
so
year?
Random.
We're talking about the
Super
Bowl.
Oh, my God. Who was last year?
Bruno Mars?
No. His is remember. It, rememberable.
Wait,
what? Is that rememberable word? His was rememberable. Stop. Is that a word? Alexa.
Rememberable.
Yeah, you say it.
I didn't get that. Sorry. I didn't quite catch that. Could you please repeat it?
Is rememberable a word?
The definition of the word rememberable is capable or worthy of being remembered.
Oh my God! Hello, let's celebrate that. Oh my God. I really did that. All right, anyway, so... yeah, it would have been rememberable. I know when Bruno Mars was. Was it Justin Timberlake? I don't know. It was somebody.
Maybe, yeah.
It was someone that I forgot. So, anyway, yeah, I'm, like, excited to see what happens. Honestly, they should have done maybe Britney Spears. They should have done someone better because...
No, I feel like those two would be good.
They would be good, but I feel like Jennifer's ego is getting to her a little too much, and she's got to calm it down. So,
did her boyfriend even know her?
Don't know her. Didn't even know she sang. I don't know. Oh, okay. Let's talk about this. I just started watching The Bachelor for the first time, and I loved it. But I missed this week's episode, so I have to now rewatch it. But it's 2 hours long, so I can't, like, do it late night because I need some sleep. But it is such a good show. Did you watch it or no?
No, I have never watched. No, I only watched
The Bachelorette.
A little clip of the girl getting champagne all over.
Oh, that's the new episode. So next week, guys, I'll talk about The Bachelor. You know, because I'll be all up to date with it.
Wait, what is it? 20 women trying to find a man?
It's 40 women. No, it's one man trying to find another spouse. And he
just
has to pick
home.
Out of 40 women. Honestly, I don't like the guy Pete. And I think his issues are within him. I think he is the one that's not dateable. Instead of him thinking that these women just can't,
what?
Be with him. I don't know. I just... He is a womanizer. That's what's coming
womanizer,
off of me.
Oh,
womanizer, oh.
You're a womanizer, baby. You are.
Womanizer. All right, anyway. So, I know. It was okay. So, yeah. I'm excited, though. The season's good. I already have my favorites. Shout out to Victoria.
Rebecca.
No, you don't know anybody. Shut up. Victoria P, Victoria F, my homegirl Madison, you better win, homegirl. I liked Kelly at first, now I can't stand her. I know. Oop. So, I can't wait.
What if they're watching?
I know. Alright, another show that I really love and I'm obsessed with is on Netflix. It's called Dynasty. So, every older person that I've said this to has said, wait, Dynasty? It's not the old one from the soap opera. It's, I guess, a new version. I didn't even know there was an original. But yeah, so it's a great show. I love it. I'm on season 2 right now. It's just about this family that owns an oil company, but major, like, billion-dollar industry. They are loaded, and it's just scandals all the time with this family. But I love them. I feel so attached to them. And something happens to the stepmom, and I was so mad about it. Like, I really was hurt. So it's a great show. Everyone should go watch it. Next, talking about wealth, let's talk about the royal family. The royal family, Meghan. The royal family, Meghan and Jonathan. No, what's his name?
Joe. Patrick.
Henry. Wait, Meghan and Henry. No, Harry.
No.
Yes.
Harry and
Styles.
No, Harry.
Harry doesn't have style. William does.
William!
No, that was the other. That's the brother.
William?
Harry is.
Was
the,
married.
Harry. Oh my God, I'm getting confused! William.
Well, I don't know them.
William so. Is married to.
What's her name? Megan.
Lena.
No, that's the other one.
No! Hey, oh my God.
I know her name.
Catherine! Katie! Paris.
Katie, it's Katie.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's Katie.
Catherine.
I swear.
Wait, Harry. Oh my God. Wait, William. William. Stop. William Punkemanga. And Catherine. What's the names?
Royal. Names.
William. No, who is William?
Prince Harry.
No. All right,
and
Prince.
And Meghan.
No, that's his wife now. What's William?
William and
Kate. You were what?
We were. Both
I would say you were white.
Of.
Okay, you were white. You were white. Okay. Okay, and then Harry.
Yes, wait, tell me what's happening, because
Harry
know.
Is hanging out with Meghan Markle. Okay, so that's it. They want to leave the royal family. And honestly, here's my thing, guys. Every rich person will say this. I want to start my own path in life. I want to do my own thing, even if that's losing all of the money. Would you ever in your life?
No.
Never, because we don't got money. But for a rich family, of course they're going to say, I want to do it all on my own, mommy. I want to. Oh, my God. Wait, stop. The mom died. Wait. I want to do it all on my own, Grandma. You can't say nothing. And then once they had no money, they just run back.
No, but in the royal family.
But Meghan Markle's out here doing that Disney Plus voiceover. She's going to get that money. Mm-hmm. So they might have. So, yeah. So I think they're either moving to the U.S. or they're moving to Canada.
Is she pregnant again?
Who?
I think she's pregnant.
Magdalene? I don't know. Megan. It's like, it's whatever. I wish them the best. No, listen, if they do move to the U.S., maybe they'll come for dinner.
I heard they can't even take pictures, like selfies. They can't even own an Instagram.
Wait, who?
The princes.
What? Wait. If they're princes and the ladies?
I don't know where I heard this from.
No, they have it.
Really?
Can you imagine? I could never.
No, that's what I
and
heard.
And to going to all those fun places? Bye. Absolutely not.
God, I'm trying to get enough money to buy the brand The North Face. So,
I have to laugh. They're like a lot of money.
Okay.
You can't even afford a jacket and you want to buy the business?
No, I can't even afford the clothing.
That's what I'm saying. You can't even afford the jacket, and you want to buy the brand. I mean, good
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, I really want to buy a brand.
All right, next. We got Adele. She's looking, oh my God, so skinny.
Yeah.
She said she lost like 100 pounds. So she's doing great.
In
how many?
In how many days?
Oh, I don't know. We don't see her. But yeah, she lost 100 pounds. Let me call her real quick. Well, it's healthy to lose it in a long, you know, a long range. Like, I lost 80 pounds in a year. That's a long time for a 80 healthy, pounds.
To be healthy. Healthy weight loss is 1 pound a week.
Oh, no, I can't do that. Yeah. But okay, yeah.
That's the healthy.
Yeah, so good for her. I love her so much. All right, next. Oh no, I'm not going to talk about this. We have the Oscars. They're coming up. In February, I'm going to talk about the Oscars. I think we're going to have Mikey on the show again to talk about the Oscar nominations and the Oscar wins. Lastly, guys, we have this hilarious clip of a Family Feud in Australia, and the guy who hosts it, it said, well, I'll show you the clip, but he's like, okay, what does Popeye eat? And this was her response.
Mm-hmm. Our team has reached 300 points, which means we're going to sudden death. Give me Logan. Give me Eve. All right. Real simple. There's one question. Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000. That's it. Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh, my God.
Show me chicken.
The sister's like, oh, my God.
Spinach, Sherry.
Show me spinach.
The family's like, how do we disown her? Are we allowed to sue? What do we do here? Oh,
wait,
my. Honestly, I would do the same thing. Popeye, the movie, he's the sailor. He's big and buff. No, and then he eats spinach to, like, buff up. But when they said that, too, I thought chicken, too, because of Popeye's chicken. We live in a new world, a new age. We're not going to know Popeye the Sailor Man. We're going to know Popeye's the delicious chicken.
That people are killing each other for.
Wasn't that so funny? I was crying. I heard it on the radio, thanks to Z100. I heard it on the radio, I couldn't wait to talk about it on here. I was crying. It was hilarious. So... oh my gosh. Chicken! The way she said, she was like, she knew she was getting this.
She's like, chicken!
I know. Honestly, that would be me.
Oh, that would be me too.
The family's like, oh my God.
They all covered their mouths. They're like, oh my
God. Oh my God. Like, she did not. I feel like I want to watch it again. She did not.
I can't.
I think I would have kicked her ass after the show.
All right, no team has reached 300 points. Which means we're going to sudden death. Give me Logan. Give me Eve.
No, you just have to answer. The question.
Right. Real simple. There's one question. Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000. That's it. Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
Oh my God, Eve. That would be me. Her face was priceless. Oh my God. All right. Well, that's all we have for you guys. We have, oh wait. Oh my God, we didn't do bop or flop. We'll do bop or flop real quick. We'll do it to a few. All right, so bop or flop, we're going to start now. First song is Yummy by JB.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Word on my way. Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe.
Okay, so he you know, he paid me to play this, of course, because he's so desperate to get a number one. But I think it's a bop. At first, I didn't like it. I thought it was a flop.
Same.
You too? It's just, it's
very... When it first came out...
You were like, what is this?
First of all, he should have done something better for him to coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Should have done better. But at first, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But now, no.
But now it's like...
Now I dance.
It's a little boppy, whatever. But it's very mediocre, the same thing over and over. Next, we have Rare by Selena Gomez from her new album, Rare.
Oh, I didn't hear it. You don't do the same for me, that's not fair. I don't have it all, I'm not claiming to, but I know that I'm special, yeah. And I'll put the somebody else out there.
Okay, so I think it's a bop. I like the album a lot also.
Oh no, I'm gonna flop it.
Wow, okay. I thought it was good. All right, next we have Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. Oh my god, it's not clicking. I bopped this song. Yeah, do you think it's good? I think it's a good song, too.
Did you hear? Why? Selena Gomez was at the club celebrating
her record?
Her record deal label.
Say it quick.
And Hailey Bieber was there, and now everyone's
Who's
slipping
that?
Out. Hailey Bieber?
Justin Bieber's,
sister?
Wife. Oh. Does it sound like a sister? A sister?
She's married. That's why it's Bieber.
Oh, Justin Bieber, guy looking out for Selena.
No, and everyone's like, all right,
flipping
out.
But who is Hailey Bieber? Like, I don't know her.
Justin's.
Okay, but who is she? Is she an assistant? Is she a doctor? What is she?
But it's the old and the new.
What does she do successfully?
A model.
Oh. All right, last we have Hot Girl Bummer. This is a bop. I already know it.
Hot Girl. Human, fuck you, and you, and you. I hate your friends, and they hate me too. I'm through, I'm through, I'm through. This that Hot Girl Bummer anthem, turn it up and throw attention. Fuck you, and you, and you. I hate your friends, and they hate me too. Fuck you.
Oh my god. I always hear the radio edition. That's why, like, I didn't think it said that. Well, it's a bop.
Surprise.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's a bop.
Also, I love,
in the summer with the windows down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I love Harry Styles' new album. But anyway, I'll talk about that another day. All right, that's it. That's all we have for you guys today. So thanks so much for tuning in. And... catch me next week for an all-new episode. I have so many people coming on. It's all about scheduling and making sure that everyone could make it on the show. But yeah, we have like some weight loss things that I want to talk about. We have some gym things. We have some... I have my great friend who's an artist that's coming on. I have a bunch of people. It's all about scheduling and making sure that both of our schedules click. And yeah. And then once that happens, we'll be able to have them on. And thanks for coming on and eating the ice cream. Okay. And yeah,
everyone
that's about that.
Green tea ice cream. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. All right. Until next week. Buonanotte.